Hello, welcome to Zverevcast, the English language Zverevka Bono podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And David, there's a man filming. There's a man filming us.
Hello, man. Introduce yourself, man.
Hello, mans. I'm Ryan. How's it going?
It's going well. Good introduction.
It's better than mine, frankly. So, yes.
Welcome back, everybody.
Boy, that was a scary few months. So we are back.
For the last 24 months.
Unfortunately for you, Zverevcast is also back. We will be giving you the hot... No, we won't be giving you anything really than just misery.
Don't build it up or anything. It's a new season, Sam. Come on.
The new enthusiasm, season, baby. I'm brimming with enthusiasm. So
you're brimming with something. I don't know what it is, but yeah. Right.
Nice to see you as well,
yes,
David.
Yeah.
Because obviously, listener, when Zverevcast isn't happening, I don't ever see David. You know, that's it. We only get defrosted for the new season.
Yeah. Begin the thawing of Sam Beaton. Yeah, we have six sections for you today. It's all your traditional stuff. What we will say is for this season, we're going to start mixing it up a bit because of the B team's promotion to the MSFL. We're going to start doing a little bit of MSFL stuff as well. We might do a couple of away days here and there, the places we've never been.
Yeah.
So look out for that content. And I'm also trying to think of a couple of other sections, but today's a pretty straightforward one. We're just previewing the new season. They've already played one game, so we're going to look at Zverevka playing Jihlava, two previews.
As is traditional.
Yep. Hot or not, beer of the podcast, wallop.
And get on with your lives.
So, as we have said, it is the start of the new season. Should we do a kind of a vague... state of the nation.
Absolutely, yes. Because, I mean, that we say that, but that is a decent amount of changes, of course, that have happened over the season. More than, during the break, maybe we've come to expect. Because usually what happens with Zverevka is that we'll three players will leave, two, the youth, will go out on loan to, like, Kromjažić and so on. But actually, there's been a lot more activity than perhaps we're maybe used to.
Yeah, we have lost... By my count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players.
Nine times. Some will be missed. Some will not be missed.
Yeah.
Basically. Should we go through the not missed first, or how do you want to do this?
Not missed. Christopher Jorgensen.
Yes. Kamso Mara.
Yeah, Christopher Jorgensen, we hardly knew ye.
Just sorry, Christopher Jorgensen, we never saw ye.
Yes.
Like, I don't think he played a minute.
He didn't, no. Kamso Mara was a player where we never worked out if he was actually a footballer or not.
Yeah.
He was occasionally competent, but also looked utterly terrified sometimes, and very much the Bambi on ice.
Flattered to deceive, but yeah. Perhaps the one that I... Are you allowed to sort of like be like, the one I'm most pleased about leaving is this very strange experiment of Simon Follett.
Yes,
of
I don't
course,
know what was going on
who
there.
Who has now
That's
moved
bizarre.
To without club.
Yeah.
We were talking up, obviously, because when he got brought in with a reasonable amount of pomp than, you usually expect for Zverevka. Hey, this
Good
guy
use
played...
of pomp, by the way. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I've been practicing over the summer. so he comes in and he goes, oh, this guy was, played in, the latter stage of the Europa League. This guy was in the Bundesliga and stuff. And it's like, this feels like quite a coup for Zverevka. And then you very quickly realised why a team like Zverevka was able to get Simon Follett, because he was fucking useless.
Yeah.
And he came
he
in.
He looked so off the pace.
He looked about two
just,
stone overweight yeah. as well. And just genuinely.
But pots, kettles, black, etc.
I'm not playing for the team. We all know I'm overweight. What's your excuse? No. Professional footballer,
No, I meant both of us. I'm not singling you out.
I've got a gym membership these days. I knew me. Haven't been in 3 weeks. but he just looked. He just didn't look like he was bothered. And he looked in some ways that he was there just to sort of pick up a paycheck, which,
a
let's
very
be real,
small paycheck.
Can't be huge for, given, yeah.
Yeah.
10K check crowns a week and a Citroen C5.
Who else are we losing? Martin Berkovets.
Yes.
Has gone, apparently, because he needed to hit 20 games to extend his contract. So he played 16 in the first half of the season, then two more, and then was benched.
Yes.
Because they didn't want him to hit the 20 games. He played 18 in the end.
Yeah. He's not signed for anyone else yet. He is 35. I think this possibly is maybe the end of him as in terms of a professional career. I don't know if he'll drop down or anything like
Well, they were talking about giving him a coaching role, but that remains to be seen. We've also lost Lukasz Endel. He's gone to Karvina. He's jumped up a league.
Mm-hmm. Handsome Adam has gone Handsome back Adam. To Pardubice as yeah. well.
The surprising one for me was Peter Juretka.
Yes.
Who was coming into the side from the youth team. We signed him from somewhere in Poland last summer, and he looked like he was coming in, scored on his debut in the final game of the season, and we thought,
yeah,
hello. Yeah, and he sodded off to Podbrezowa and scored two against us in the pre-season friendly.
Yeah, and I mean, again, this is a very Zbrojovka bit of business to do, was just let go of someone that they possibly didn't fancy, didn't have any opportunities to the latter half of the season anyway. But this is going to be another 19-year-old who's evidently going to be quite good and probably have quite a nice career, I would say, just based on looking at him, could be wrong. And we have just got rid of him because that is what Zbrojovka Brno do, sadly.
We have also lost two more. That's Jozef Kozielu, who has found a home at Slovan Liberec.
Yes. Sierba.
Oh, yes.
Off to Vyshkov.
That's 10 then, actually.
And then also we have the most glaring one, which was announced, obviously, yesterday in the run-up to the game.
Yes, that will be Denis Aliagic has gone to Slovakia to join Žilina.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real kick in the nuts because he was one of the very few bright sparks of last season. And I don't know what's going on.
Nine or ten goals. There was rumours over the summer that they wanted him and Hrešničík out. I don't know what happened with that.
They just don't like strikers.
Yes,
clearly.
This is it. To be fair, we've picked up a couple of strikers, haven't we?
We have picked up Carlo Matejković from Lokomotiv Zagreb on loan. Spoiler alert, he has already scored, I think. No. He started.
Yes.
He hasn't scored.
You're thinking of attacking midfielder Jakub Janecki
from Zlín. Yes, we got him from Zlín. We also got Šimon Mičuda from Trenčín in defence.
Yes, but from Trenčín is quite, from Trenčín, but he was playing for MSK Puchov, and before that he was on loan to Dukla Banska Bystrica. So, again, Trenčín in name only. There's also a player that I'm actually looking forward to and quite pleased about, which is Lukas Kuber.
From Bodo / Glimt.
Yes, and I'm like, because I just look at, I don't even need to see him play. I just look at that signing and go, holy shit, a left back. When was the last time we had a left back? So that's definitely good. And then obviously he's been getting complimented as well with Mičuda, who's going to hopefully be on the other side. And then we've also brought in a decent enough centre back in Filip Štěpánek.
Yes, and Filip Mucha.
Yes.
As a goalkeeper as well.
You may remember him from conceding 6 goals to Slavia Prague.
I think Lukas Kuber, it might be him, that he was actually born in Belgium.
Yes, it is him.
Yeah, he's Czech, but he was born in Belgium.
Because he's Lukas, like Lucas, not Lukas.
Oh, is he? Okay, yeah. I didn't notice that. Okay, fair enough.
Where else would you get that info, listener?
Hitting the big story.
I slave for hours on transfermarket.com for you guys, honestly.
I slave for about 4 seconds. That's probably why I didn't notice.
Yeah, but you do all the editing, so I think it's fair.
That is fair. Have we got anything else before we move on to Jihlava?
Well, we've set the scene. Everyone else stayed, by the way. And I think we could probably just go straight into that.
Okay, let's do that. Right, we did not go to Jihlava because it was on a Monday evening and I had just got back from Budapest, so I wasn't going any further.
I didn't want to.
That's fair. We started with actually what looked like a fairly standard 2-0 win.
I think you can say. I remember the first thing I remember is looking at the team line and going, Jesus Christ. Because, for all the these new players coming in or whatever, then you're still starting with Šural and you're starting with Smekal as well. And Smekal, in my opinion, wouldn't have been adverse to seeing him, get kicked out in the summer, because I don't think, frankly, he's been very good.
Yeah, we'll run through the lineup. It was, to all intents and purposes, a 3-4-3. Shural Pernitzer and Stjepanek as your three centre halves. Smekal and Novi as kind of wing backs. I'm still not sure what Martin Novi does. I know he's on one of the sides somewhere, but whether he's a defender or a wing back, I don't really know. So Smekal and Novi, Janecki and Kuber also both starting, and then a front three of Potocny, Matekovic making his debut, and Canny Fonus, Adam Kronos up top as well.
Adam Kronos, who I forgot we had until I saw that.
Yeah. The huge rectangular figure of Adam Kronos. We were missing the Little Butcher through injury. Philip Mucha.
We've been missing the Little Butcher for about 8 months.
Yeah. Philip Mucha was ill, so he didn't start in goal, but I think the plan is to start him in goal, so I've heard. And we were also missing Foster the Person.
Yes.
Who is still with us and was just classed as unavailable, I think, travelling.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was doing like international friendly or something.
Oh, okay.
With the under. Like Ghana under 21s or something. Mm-hmm. We also welcome back on the bench the prodigal Musa Ali.
I mean, yeah, it's Det's very own Musa Ali.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there because I don't think anything was really announced, if I recall, on any of the media channels. Is this maybe due to embarrassment? I don't know, but he's certainly back.
No, it seems that everyone likes him as a player, but he might just be quite difficult as a person. Who knows?
My understanding...
Because he did quite well at Che Bay. They seem to really like him. They seem to want to take him permanently, but...
Yeah. My understanding is it was two things, first of all. I think he's got very bad management. So I think that what happened was that his agents were trying to get him out with Zbrojovka, promising these, you know, he was going to have these fantastic, you know, the ink was, you know, already signed on, you know, a first, you know, first tier Belgian, you know, sort of league sort of role.
That's right,
it
was
like
either
that.
Belgium or the Polish extraclasser he was promised.
And then also my understanding is that he's also very gullible. And what happens is that he just signs things and gets into loads of debt. And I think he had to leave town because he just owed so many people in Brno money.
He's just naive, I think, isn't he? You
like that Cooks song. It's better than the Cooks, though, because they were awful.
So naive, so... That's my Cooks impression.
They still go.
On a quick side note,
go on.
That entire album, I mean, is ruined by a few things, but one of the things, if you listen back, he does this awful thing where he's like singing, and he sucks the air through his teeth. It drives me up the fucking wall. Oh, it makes me so angry. Stop doing it.
Did you have the Cooks album?
I did, yeah.
Mug. I saw them in the tunnels.
I got it for £3 from FOP.
I saw them in the tunnels live for £3 in Aberdeen in 2003, and I thought they were absolutely shite. And never did
Fair
again.
Enough.
However, I also saw Franz Ferdinand in Kef in Aberdeen and thought they weren't very good either, so I'm basically not always to be trusted.
My Cooks album actually should be up there on the CD rack. Points to thing you can't see.
Ryan,
listener,
who is filming us, I just looked over for his benefit as well. By the way, we have a man filming.
Yeah,
because we're a big deal now.
Yeah. Anyway, my Cooks album should be up there, but my mum nicked it before they brought all the records over. So,
I see.
Anyway, back to Jihlava. That's it. Back to Jihlava. Mm. Two really nice goals. One banger. One total football.
Yeah.
Janecki makes his mark after only 4 minutes, rising strike from the edge of the area.
Yeah, it's a lovely finish. It's a, you know, assist by Smekal as well, because obviously I was ragging on him in the group chat. I will say very quickly, though, we scored after, what was it, 4 minutes,
four minutes,
or whatever. We could have conceded after a minute and a half, actually. It's a really smart save, because I don't know if it's a Royal Wilson.
It was, yeah.
But like, just sees sees him off his line in the goal, and then Sanya makes a decent enough save.
Yeah, I haven't got a lot more notes. Basically, it's sort of a little bit back and forth. We close it out on 78th minute with a series of short passes around a chaotic Jihlava defence.
That was mental. Bit was mental. That was a proper. The thing about Arsenal is they just try and walk it in.
Yeah,
that was just us walking it in.
But also, Jihlava, just men who have clearly never met each other attempting to, you know, defend. It was incredible.
Have you seen Jihlava the last two seasons, David?
Fair enough, yeah.
Actually, you know, for all we say, you know, after the first goal, I thought Jihlava came quite into it. I thought Jihlava probably finished the half stronger in some ways, that they were making some good chances and being creative. The interesting thing, though, is that the Zbrojovka were also very attacking. Far more attacking than I usually consider the team. And actually were making chances that were on target. It was strange. It was really strange.
That is weird. Yeah, it feels like there's some sort of apocalypse coming. Yeah. The only other really noteworthy thing, Daniel, son of Petr Schwanzerer, making his debut in the 90th minute.
Yes, that's true. And he's been touted as a really sort of next big thing for the club.
Yeah, by his dad.
Well, no, I think, I was going to say also by some of the club channels. I was like, oh, yeah. But,
I mean, you know, whether he is or not, but especially if he is, it means we'll be saying goodbye to him in 12 months on a free.
Oh, but this is just the way that Zbrojovka operates, I guess. Can I get your views on the red card?
I did not see the red card.
Because Jihlava went down to 10 men, obviously around the 70th minute. And I'm not entirely sure if that's a red card. It's a proper classic, you know, tugging of the shirt when, you know, it was Ali that wins it. He's sort of semi-free, and then what's his face for Jihlava? Yes, I did research, listener. Tugs his shirt, brings him down, and then he gets a straight red. And I didn't know that referees were really doing that anymore. I didn't think they were taking that much consideration into last man sort of challenges like that.
I don't know.
It wasn't like he had two hands on him or anything like that.
Just a little cheeky. It's worth. Tug.
Yeah, I'd be interested if you think, listener, if that is a red as well. I could just be havering here. So, like, please message on Twitter if you have a strong view.
Look forward to those no messages. Yeah.
Maybe a couple more things on it.
Yep.
Stop doing games at 5:30, Czech second tier. Not just because it's really bad for away supporters, but also for home supporters as well.
Yeah.
Jihlava have lost a lot of their support in the last 3-4 seasons. And that's obviously because they were for ages a mainstay in the top division, fell on hard times, have gone down. And the turnout looked absolutely abysmal. And they are turning into one of these teams that is just, you know, in the bottom half of teams that are supported in the league. And it's quite a nice setup that they've got there. So you should try and encourage things to be better. But also, Jesus Christ, are Jihlava, you know, really uninspiring now as well. Didn't make so many big, you know, changes to their squad this year. Have been really, in some cases, quite lucky to not get into proper relegation scraps as well. There was an outcome of possibilities, actually, for the last two games that would actually have them relegated as well. Obviously, another town that's in the shadow of a far better ice hockey side or a far more well-supported ice hockey side. But really, you know, they should be trying to do something to get people on board. Because I imagine being a professional footballer for Jihlava is one of the most dullest jobs going, like, a, you know, like football wise it's like playing for Varnsdorf, you know. It's just sort of like low crowds, pensioners, young kids,
and that's it. As you say, it should be a far more attractive place to come. It feels like it should be a more, you know, attractive place to come and play your football, because it's a nice town. The stadium's decent enough apart from the away end, as we have.
It's a nice town, though. It's a nice town.
There's a hedgehog town.
I love that. There's a lad, that mascot.
Lad dressed as a giant hedgehog. You know, what more do you want?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you want.
An extra 500 through the gate.
You also want Hot or Not.
Oh, good link.
Thanks. It's Hot or Not. That was good.
Good, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good. I don't know how we managed that.
One each is traditional for me.
I've got a very quick bonus hot as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to start with a hot.
Go on.
It's Dukla Prague having trouble signing players.
Yes.
props to at Czech Footy on Twitter for this one. Racism's Petr Rada has served his ban, and he is now back in vague command of Dukla Prague, and he's been bitching and moaning about the monies.
Sure.
And how they can't sign anyone. But whispers are, is basically just agents telling players not to sign for a coach who is both a bully and a racist. So, yeah, look whose chickens are all coming home to roost there. And good fucking riddance.
They might come back down and see us again.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I just felt it was... it was quite nice that people, well, I was going to say people are not being, you know, swayed by the money to go and play for a horrible piece of work, but I don't think the money's going to be that great anyway.
No, not for a team like Dukla. I mean, Dukla will be favourites to go down from that league again, I would say.
Anyway, that was that. What do you got?
I guess it's not really a hot or not, but I wanted to have a shout out to the return of the Pittodrie Seagulls.
Right.
As well. So Aberdeen have been playing in the League Cup, because we do a sort of a group stage League Cup in Scotland.
Played Airdrieonians, yes?
Yes, we did.
I don't know why I said it like that. That was a bit weird.
David, you can also just call them Airdrie. No one minds. But
fine.
I like this. Like some sort of troll under a bridge going to tell me a riddle or something like, Airdrieonians. Fee-fi-fo-fum. East Kilbride in a winning run. No, yeah, it's great. East Kilbride have been in our group as well, and they've been absolutely shite, which is very, very pleasing, because nobody likes East Kilbride. But so I was also watching Aberdeen 2, Airdrie 1 last night, and a lot of people's viewing pleasure was taken up by 20 seagulls just going absolutely mad over the stadium for pretty much the entirety of the second half. We haven't seen that for a while, because we used to have a guy on the roof with a falcon to, I'm not even joking, to like, you know, to scale, because it's a big, because obviously Pittodrie is very close to the North Sea, and you can, 5 minutes walking in that direction, you'll just hit water. So yeah, good return to the seagulls. It makes you proud to be from the Northeast.
Nice, very good. My not is, I'm going to butcher this pronunciation, obviously, but actually also vaguely bird-related, mm-hmm. Corvinul Hunedoara.
So I didn't quite hear that name. What was it again?
Corvinul Hunedoara.
Ah, yes. Is this the Romanian team?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. The crow, the Corvid thing. They have a crow on their badge. That's the bird-related thing. That's not the not. But I was sitting in a bar in Budapest last week, and they were showing a repeat of Pax of Hungary losing 4-0 to Hunedoara as a precursor to this. They were going to show the second leg later, which Pax won 2-0 but still went out 4-2. On aggregate, they're now playing some Greek team to do the Conference League qualifying. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my not is Hunedoara's shirt number format.
Okay.
You know me and shirt.
I know.
And squad numbers, but this is the most egregious nonsense I've ever seen. So basically, how it works is you have your squad number where it normally is, sponsor on the shoulders, sponsor underneath, and the surname was within the number, within the number on the shirt.
No.
So, like, if it was, let's say, a 7, it was on the top. You know, within the top. Sure. But then if you have a double digit, they just put it in whatever was the right-hand digit. It made me vomit into my Chaproni, but that might just have been the Chaproni.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. No, awful stuff. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, down with this sort of thing. Yeah.
Of course, in other birds news as well, you had Bruno's Magpies of Gibraltar knocking out Derry City from Europe as well. And
then did they have to play a football game or...?
Good. Like, just as an aside, I would, people who have more knowledge about this, please let me know.
But it seems like about birds.
No. That's like the. Do you remember that one from Family Fortunes where the question was name a bird with a long neck and the guy said Naomi Campbell? So they knocked out Derry City, but the state of Northern and Republic of Irish football right now seems to be absolutely dreadful, because that's you had, I think Linfield got knocked out, Crusaders got knocked out, all from like kind of rubbish teams as well. I think some others only really scraped through. I think Crusaders got knocked out by Carnarvon Town from Wales. That Welsh league is howfin as well.
Sparta beat somebody as well. Shamrock. Yeah. Thank you, Ryan. Shamrock trying to play out from the back and failed to do so.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yes, do you have another one?
Yeah, so my not is, and we have to say it because obviously we've just come off this summer, so my not is Euro 2024.
Right.
Because I thought that compared to some of the other tournaments that we've had recently, I thought it was pretty bad.
Started well.
Well, some might say it didn't start very well at all, right? Yes, but no, I mean, this is more than just Scotland being terrible. Like, I found a lot of the matches to be really of just quite a poor quality. I found a specific team that might have got to the final to be very poor quality as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Having to sit through a lot of that. I mean, two things that I picked up or I will take away from this Euro 2024 is... Actually, that Spain team is great. That they
really definitely, is very good indeed, yeah.
Definitely deserve to win because they played the most attractive and exciting football through it. And also, too, I still love Ivan Schrantz.
Yes, if he doesn't get a decent move off the back of that, I mean, you know, he's absolutely fine at Slavia. But if he doesn't, you know, if slightly bigger team, let's say, like, you know, a middling Ligue 1 team.
Yeah.
Isn't looking at him, then they're not doing their scouting properly.
And I just want to say, for anyone that accuses us of being Johnny-come-lately, I think we've been talking about Ivan Schrantz on this podcast ever
since his Che Bay days.
Yeah, ever since he ripped us in... I remember this game was two first-half goals, I think, from him as well, and he just looked unplayable.
He's been consistently brilliant. He's great.
So there you go.
He's great, yeah.
And what also I found completely mental was What's-His-Face was still playing. Vladimir Weiss was still in the squad, I think, which is just that I thought Vladimir Weiss was about 40 years old at this point because that's a veteran from the 2010 World Cup, you know, yeah. And it's sort of like...
He probably is about 40 at this point.
Mad. You
know, stop him playing. Look at Pepe.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say Pepe's probably a better player than Vladimir Weiss, but yeah.
Some might
Maybe
say
not
that.
As good as his dad, but there you go.
Bonus hot. Yes. A simple childish giggle. I discovered today that Heracles Almelo have a striker called Jiz Hornkamp.
Good.
That's all I've got on that one.
Just on that as well. The darts player Raymond van Barn.
Right. We've got him. There we go.
Dutch names are crazy though.
Jiz Hornkamp.
David, you're going to be on YouTube saying
Jiz Hornkamp.
This is a family friendly podcast. For fuck's sake. No. Dutch names are weird though, aren't they? Because like Raymond van Barneveld, the Dutch player, he had a manager called Bendy Cock as well. So like they always have names, like especially then they'll have names that stopped being fashionable, like men's names in the 1970s in the UK, and they're still over there, like Ronald and Wesley.
Arnold. Yeah.
Wesley. I always like Wesley. That's a good one as well.
Yeah. So there we go. That was hot and or not.
Take your pick.
Yeah. Shall we talk about Old Parva?
Yeah. It's the previews, listener. Did you miss the previews?
Hooray, previews.
Ryan, did you miss the previews?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, you're going to get two previews, and we're going to start, obviously, with, as is tradition, the... first one. So it's Opava. We are playing Opava away because the first three matches that we're playing are going to be away from home while we relay turf and do things to the stadium. So this is going to be Friday 26th, so actually only in 2 days. So better get your editing up quickly, David.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Last season, reasonably...
Or today, if you're listening to that now.
Oh, good. Yes, because we are timeless in a lot of ways. So
yeah, that's right.
So we're going to be playing Opava on Friday 26th, which is a couple of days from now. Last season's reasonably forgettable for Opava, with the exception of getting to the semi-final of the Cup, where I think they lost to Sparta, if memory serves.
It was one of the Prague teams.
Yeah. Well, it was both the Prague teams in the final, wasn't it?
Exactly.
So a decent enough start, wobbly middle, stronger finish in sixth place was how I described what happened with Opava last season. Not a classic second tier campaign for pretty much any side, I would say, in that division, except for obviously Dukla that won it. Quite a few departures of note here. First is that David Vanacek is gone. You may remember him from 3 months being shite at Heart of Midlothian. Mate Hellebrand, who I actually thought was a not terrible player, and Jan Kadlec, who have both moved on to Zlaty Moravce.
Yeah, Mate Hellebrand, the better of the two Hellebrands. We have the other one.
Yes, I would probably agree with that, yeah. So they've gone to Slovak second tier, Lumiar Cij has gone to Hrudim, ostensibly to provide competition for Yakim Sherak, now that Floder has made his big move.
Yes, good for Floder, by the way, getting the Boleslav move. Mm-hmm. You know, move to Prague and commute, obviously. I don't live in Boleslav.
Oh, there's nothing in Boleslav except a massive, massive car factory. So in come actually a couple of half-decent transfers, at least in my view. So the first one that sort of stood out is Ladislav Mužik, the old Bohemka man. So he's been...
Stoiki Mužik.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say. He's been a...
It's a Bridge of Spies reference, by the way.
Oh, I've never seen it or read it. It's very good. Whatever it is.
Carry on.
Good. So Mužik makes the people come together.
Stoiki Mužik.
Yeah, so he's been pretty much a rotation or off the bench player for his past two seasons there. But he often comes in as like a sort of an impact sub, like an attacking midfielder or even like a centre forward. And then he was doing that as well the seasons before that at Boleslav. And he was a regular player for Hrudim about 4 or 5 years ago. So there's, I think, thought quite highly. You know, getting on in his career, so he can definitely do a job. It's arguably his level, 2 year deal on that one. Matej Helišić, season long loan from Pardubice, quite good business. He was getting a decent amount of top tier experience in the first half of the season before he went on loan to Dukla in the last 6 months. So he's been there, but then there was he wasn't really getting so many games. Obviously, Dukla had their very settled squad at that point. They were running away with the league. Left-sided player, capable of being a left-back or winger. Both of whom started their game over the weekend. So that's obviously the one we want to focus on now the league has started, rather than whatever friendlies they did. Sounded like a pretty entertaining 3-each with Vlašim. So they had Helišić in this left winger role, complementing Jakub Rezek on the right and Filip Bleka through the middle. Bleka stayed during this campaign. Good to get 3 goals at home was my thought for Opava. Not so good to concede 3, and a lot of that is to do with Vlašim, reacquiring Jan Zavišča.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a bit of a field day. But, you know, that's for previews for another time. My thoughts on Opava generally are that they're a reasonably solid enough side. You've got Richter, who's got lots of experience in goal. Like I've said already, Bleka, a couple of good acquisitions. The question is, I think, for a team like Opava, is whether or not they can get consistency over the season. They are well supported for this level.
Yep.
Obviously, a cult sort of iconic old team in the Czech Republic.
Brought a massive following down to our place last season.
Absolutely. Very good atmosphere that was as well. They are 19-1, if you're a betting person, to take the league this season. And that's quite a distant fifth, actually. So I think we've maybe said this before. I've forgotten, perhaps, but Zlín are the favourites to win the league.
Yeah, we did mention that.
We are actually second favourites. I think we are a shade over 3-1.
Right.
And then after that, I think one of the teams that's going to be in the mix as well is they're saying Vyškov, and they're also saying Tabor after last season's very good.
Very strong season for Tabor, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we not going to mention the return of the poor man's Jan Koller, Libor Kozak?
Yes, that's a good point as well.
Yeah, Lazio and Villa, I was going to say favourite, that's not the right word.
Yeah, where was he before?
We've
previewed him before.
He sort of journeymaned his way around, like, Serie B and, you know, like, sort of lower Serie A clubs.
But he was back here at some team, and I can't... Oh, was it actually Zlín?
Yes, it might have been Zlín, actually, yes. Somebody else in yellow and blue, certainly.
Well, they're more Teplice then.
Yeah.
You'd argue.
Yeah.
So I forgot Zlín. That they had him. They had him. They had him back over. I think it's just a year contract, right? So
the goat. Literally.
Last time I saw him, he was rubbish. So we'll see how that goes. But I quite like Opava as a sort of a team or a place. Yeah.
That's an idea.
Yeah, we haven't been that hot against them recently, so we'll have to see. I think this will be the big test. I imagine, like we were previewing Jihlava earlier, I imagine Jihlava will, again, be struggling in some ways. I would see them
They're
as a natural...
They're absolutely going to finish 13th, Jihlava.
That's cool. I was going to say 11th, but yeah, that's the sort of the thing. It remains to be seen if we're going to have a more higher quality league than we did last season. We've said it to death, but last year's the quality on show in the second tier was
rubbish.
Really bad. So there you go. There's one of our two previews in the podcast.
Right. After all that, I think it's time for an beer. Do you think so?
I will go get the beer.
Okay.
Beer of the podcast.
Yes, it is Beer of the Podcast, featuring Ryan, who is filming with one hand and will soon have a beer in the other hand. Sam, what have you got for us?
Well, David, I won this beer in a darts tournament.
Did you?
Yes. Well, so I played in something called the Quality Drinks Cup. yes, I know. And when you got knocked out, you basically had the pick of, you know, those. And I got to the semis? No, I got to the final. And I had a chance to pick up a number of just different interesting beers that was on the table. So what I went for, or the one that we're having today, is Vesper Jalove Pivo, which is a wheat beer, which I don't know if you're a huge fan of, I'm afraid,
I don't
David.
Like wheat beers, but that's fine.
But it is, yes, it is from a guy called Yaroslav Jalovy, basically. So apparently...
Look at his mug on there.
The name of this beer, Vesper, it comes from a Bond girl from Casino Royale, apparently.
Yeah, played by Eva Green in the remake with Daniel Craig.
I've not seen Casino Royale, so...
I like Eva Green, though.
Yeah, so it's a sweet ale, but this is actually on the lighter side as well, 3.8%, so it's not going to get you steaming. As is professional for, obviously, a beer that I won at a competition, they kept the price tag on. So 130 crowns, but it does come with a proper old-school...
sort of Grolsch-esque.
Sort of cap on it as well, and the boy is wearing a turtleneck or a scarf. So let's have
and
a go.
And a cap, actually.
It is, yeah, it's very...
Yeah. Show the camera?
He looks like the sort of person on social media that describes himself as loyal but dangerous.
Right, let's have a go on this, shall we?
And that smells like a wheat beer.
It does smell like wheat. Again, as you say, quite light.
Yeah.
You know, quite light smelling.
I mean,
so.
This will be light, it'll be fruity.
Yep. Over here, you. Right, there we go. 1, 2, 3.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's not as wheat beer offensive
it
as
it really
you.
Isn't.
That's quite pleasant.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very summery.
Summery. It's clean as well. You actually get quite... You don't often get this in a proper wheat beer as well. You get quite a lot of bitterness in the back of it, don't you?
Yeah. There's not much depth to it, but that's fine by
for
me.
For summer, it's fine.
Because,
yeah.
As I say, you know, I'm not a huge wheat... beer fan, so that's absolutely fine. That's quite
a little
quite
bit
nice.
Of the usual fruit notes at the start, and then you sort of have it, you get a little bit of the bitterness at the back, and then it just goes.
Yeah
So actually that's fine. I quite like
quite
that
nice that yeah
that is we're off to a good one. I would like to thank everyone involved with organising the Quality Drinks Cup at Darts Academy Brno Židenice for providing this beer of podcast.
Yes, hear hear, I suppose. Right, we have, I think, one more section to go. It's our final preview, and it is a preview of, as we always seem to be doing, Hoodie, 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 Hoodie! No! Hoodie it is then.
Hoodie it is. David, for some reason I feel I spend half my time in this podcast talking about Hoodie, but here we are.
Yeah, we do seem to play them more often than anyone else. I mean, that's not possible, obviously, but it seems that way.
Yeah, we played them twice last season, played them twice, well, not the season before, actually, because we were in the top flight, and we all know how that ended. Truly excellent season for a club their size last time out.
Yeah, very good.
Well-deserved fifth place finish. As well, played attractive attacking football, generally a good watch. Not qualities that I associate generally with Hrudim, or I associate actually with Hrudim's pitch, which I think we've discussed on this as well. It's very bobbly, not very well maintained.
Again, this is coming from a club with also an awful pitch.
It's getting replaced. So yeah, we're going to be away for this one. It's going to be.
Have you seen the photos of what the new turf looks like?
I've not. I've just seen lots of photos of brown.
Doesn't look good.
Oh great. Good laugh. Have you sorted out a season ticket yet? By the way,
no.
I haven't either.
No.
For deliberate reason at this point.
I just forgot about it, and now I just think I can't be bothered.
Yeah, I mean,
just get them on the day.
We'll look into this in the future, but I think that actually. I know this is not part of the preview, but I was actually quite annoyed today yesterday, with them putting out this whole thing about season tickets and, you know, this is the, you know, this shows how much of a loyal fan you are or whatever by getting your tickets, get your season ticket. But it's like, you still haven't told us who actually owns the club properly.
Yeah.
So until then, I'm not entirely convinced. Might make the trip for this one, 10:15 in the morning, though. We'll have to see. But
we'll have to see if Mark's car is back. Because Mark said we could borrow his car.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yeah, he's very willing to lend it for any tricky football trips, as long as he's not using it.
Of course.
Because I have driven it before a couple of times, and he trusts me to pilot it, so...
Perfect. Well, yeah. That would be quite nice because that would make it a lot easier because otherwise you have to get up silly early because you go to Padrebits and then go down.
Yeah.
Whereas actually it's quite a reasonable drive, I think, and you cut a good half hour off your travel time by doing it. And it's no bother, Hrudim, as well. Like the you can park a minute away from the stadium and it's easy to get out. So it is quite good. Maybe to go back to Hrudim, the team, is... I mean, I think the issue with them, they obviously had a fantastic season last season for a club of their size, which I know is a football cliche, but there we go. And the issue is that, you know, a team of that size, it's whether they're able to keep a hold of high quality players, because obviously any half decent financial offer they need to accept.
That's it. Once you've kind of stirred up that pot and people are starting to take notice of, hey, wait a minute, there's something happening here. You know, the sharks start circling. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then obviously as well that you rely on the loan market to add quality, and then that talent almost certainly leaves at the end of the season. As we sort of said in the previous preview, Jirka Floder's got his big move to Mladá Boleslav. I've not been keeping tabs on Boleslav recently. I don't know if they're having him in as the backup or if he's actually going to play more of a part than that, and that's good to see that he'll get an opportunity and a chance to break in. I think that
they're quite a sort of cup team. Boleslav, he feels very cup goalkeeper for the moment, doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
I just don't want it to be the case where we've seen this all sort of before as well, and Floder's not young anymore. I think we have to put that out there as well. Okay, he's still, you know, he's not 35,
he's sort of like prime goalkeeper, or just coming into prime goalkeeping age, in like late 20s.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is one of these ones where you go into, you know, you get a couple of games and you play the reserves, and then actually what you find out is that you're not in the greater plans for the club, and that's where you start then being the goalkeeper for Karvina after that, and then, you know, maybe have a season there, and then you go back down and you're not at Hrudim anymore, but you're at Tabor or you're at Vyshkov. Like Jirka Floder as well, in maybe 5 or 6 years' time, like naturally feels like a Vyshkov goalie, if you know what I mean, and no disrespect him for that. Vyshkov had a decent enough team. But.
For me, he absolutely reeks of Pardubice.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, but he absolutely honks a part of it.
That makes a lot of sense considering the geographic location of Hrudim.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that he was a great goalie for us. He left on very good terms, and I think everyone in the Zbrojovka support wishes him well. And that's the thing, because we had him for a good 4 or 5 seasons, didn't we?
And if you remember when we were at Hrudim last year, despite all of the anger on pitch towards our own team, he got a rousing kind of round of applause when the second half started and he was defending the goal at our end.
And we will, of course, always be grateful as well for being our first ever guest on Zbrojovcast as well. And I do, you know... We were talking about, you know, things being a bit janky in the old days, but, you know, I still think that's well worth a listen to hear more about his life and what it's like to play a team like Zbrojovka.
And the sadly wasted talent of Ondřej Pachlotník.
Yes.
Anyway.
So,
do you have any more about Hrudim and not just Floder?
I do. So, yeah, like Floder, like, I don't know actually if I didn't look this up, but I don't think that they got a fee for him. I think it's because his contract expired and he went up. So that's a bit of a shame for Hrudin, but really, what can you do? I think you pile on this stuff for a team this size as well, because obviously four loanees have gone back to their parent club. I think that the most glaring of those, sorry, is Daniel Langhammer, who has been very good.
He got one against us last year at their place.
I think so. David Letal did as well.
Yeah, Langhammer definitely did.
David Letal, and then it was Resnicek as well.
The other Resnicek.
Yes, who was a club captain at Hrudin. So, Langhammer's glaring. He played almost every minute last season for them. Good player, young player as well. I think he's only 20 or 21. Looks like he'll have a good career ahead of him. Four of their six transfers coming in are loanees from the usual suspects of Pardubice and Dukla. The ones you look at in terms of experience, Shimek from Pardubice, who was actually on loan last year with Prostayov. And then Hrubesh, who was more of a part player for Dukla on the wing as well. So he's filled a gap there. He had the full 90 minutes over the weekend against Sigma B. Eased to a 3-0 win in that one. I did see some of the highlights there. David Letal was, as mentioned, is getting a brace there. He will be their out-and-out striker, I think, for the season again. And he's also, again, confusingly, actually very, very young. He's 21. So, again, if he can start banging them in, then who knows? Maybe he can end up at Vyshkov. So we'll also, of course, say hello to Martin Tomal, a fixture at centre-back for them. You may remember him for three games. It's
and the famous Patton or Rommel quiz,
yes,
of course.
I was thinking about that as well. One of the, I don't know if that's a backhanded compliment, say one of the better quizzes, but it is what it is. You can find these quizzes in a handy compilation, unfortunately, which David put together.
You were also this close to getting riding a jet ski with Martin Janecki, or whatever his first name is, Janecki today. I feel I've kind of run that its course.
All I'm going to say, David, is that it's going to be a long season ahead, and I hope, listener, that you'll be along for the ride with us, because you'll be able to catch us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Zbrojovcast.
Yes, if you see us at any of the games, come and say hello, because we always like meeting people. Thank you to Ryan for filming us today. His
man with the cam.
Yes, his little thing will be on, his like 25-minute edit of this will be on his YouTube channel later. We will also post that on all the socials, so you get to see us in all our glory. Up at Zbrojovcast Towers, i.e. my living room.
It is a good watch as well.
It does go to
a lot of the local games. He also was at the Eurofans tournament, where you can also see me having a cameo there managing the Dutch team rather unsuccessfully.
Yeah, so when this comes out, we'll put links to this and all the other stuff that he does on his channel, because it is worth a watch, particularly if you're, you know, kind of... sort of interested and vaguely new to this sort of world.
Yeah, and if you're just listening and you'll forget to look, it is Ryan McLean on YouTube.
Yeah.
You look up his name and he will be
and
the first person
is.
You find,
yeah.
I think. So, yeah.
Right, so thank you. And as Sam said, welcome back, listener. A very heartfelt welcome back. We'll, like I said, we will be trying to bring you a little more diversity this year in what we do and see. But, yeah, for the time being, thank you very much. And we'll see you when we see you. Nebylo to prvně ani naposled. Schránka přetéká. Listonož s dopisem volá, tady jsem. Nesu dopis od vašeho člověka. Jsi známý grafoman, znám tě jak své boty. Jsi grafoman, tebe baví psát. Máš doma otoman, od bratra se oty. Spát. Je tu škoupy, k sem přijdou
Kdo to po tobě čte? Chceš to snad sám? Čte to tvůj brácha? Mám to číst já? Jsi zrad pomáhá.